14, verse 16. All the way through 24. All right. Okay. We're going to share the message from the scriptures today. The title is Come to God's Invitation. Gospel says that God initiated the invitation. Man never approached God. Man never have desire to approach God. But it's the other hand, God approach to man. That's the gospel. Hallelujah. We want to look at our scriptures today. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many and sent his servants at supper and time to come, for all things are ready now. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excuse. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excuse. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor, the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is a room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 34:8. Let's read it together. Begin. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Hallelujah. Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You will be blessed if you come and see and taste that the Lord is good. The key word there is taste. Everybody say taste. Taste how the Lord is good. We want to taste the Lord's goodness throughout the service this afternoon. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to taste. Now, if you want to taste something, you have to, what do you need to do? Now, here is perfect feast prepared for all of us. Here's a wonderful meal prepared for you. Our Father has prepared a meal for you. But then, if you want to taste how good it is, then you have to come. You first have to come and eat it. Then you will taste how good it is. If you don't come, then you cannot taste. So Bible is saying, come. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to come to our Lord Jesus Christ to taste how the Lord is good. Let's go back to our scriptures. Now, then he said to him, a certain man. Now, this is a story compared, right? A certain man, that is a parable for our Godfather, our Father God. Certain man gave a great supper, great feast. Now our Father God, he loves us so much, he prepared a great feast. Hallelujah. Gospel has to do with our Father preparing a wonderful feast for all of us. Now, not only preparing a great feast, and invited many. In fact, God invited the whole world. God invited many. We thank the Lord. We praise the Lord. The fact that God invited me and you. God invited all of us today to his house to eat and taste how good he is. Hallelujah. So he invited many and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited. And this is what he says. Come, for all things are now ready. Let's read that part together. Ready? Begin. Come, For all things are now ready. One more time.
For all things are now ready.
No, I want you to read this phrase as if you are speaking on behalf of our Father God. Okay? God is speaking with his compassion, with his fervent heart. Okay, because God prepared everything. Now all they have to do is come. So let's read it as if you are speaking on behalf of our Father God. Ready? Begin.
Come, for all things are now ready.
One more time.
Come, for all things are now ready.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gospel is all about believing that all things are now ready. What is ready? Salvation is ready. What is ready? New life is ready. What is ready? Eternal life is ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things about our life here on earth, there in the kingdom of God is ready. It's ready for you and I to come and taste full version of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's ready. Come and taste. That is what the gospel is all about. Now, look at me, look. Brothers and sisters, look at me. Now, when the feast is prepared, okay, the Lord of the feast, He invited us. When we come, we shouldn't bring our own lunchbox. We shouldn't bring our own food to this great feast of heaven. When you come with your own lunchbox, with your own food meal, and then you come and you are eating your own lunchbox instead of participating in the great feast of the Lord, that's a shame to our Lord. You understand? Because the Lord wants, He desires us to come and taste what He has prepared for us. But religion has to do with people bringing something of their own to the feast. And that is not acceptable. Only acceptable food for our Father God gives to you. Only acceptable food that Father accepts is His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. His Son, Jesus Christ, is an acceptable food for our Father God. He is acceptable. And nothing else and nobody else. So when we come to the feast, everything has been prepared. All we need to do is come with a hungry heart. With a hungry stomach. When you come to the feast, you come with empty stomach. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Look, come on. Do you understand this? When you come to the feast, to join, to participate in the great feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, don't come with full stomach. Oh, Lord, thank you for the wonderful feast that you have prepared for me. But I'm sorry to say, my stomach is full already. then the Lord of the feast would say what? Oh, I understand. I understand that you're already filled with your own stuff, huh? I understand. No. He will be very sad. Why? Because He has prepared much more better, far better food, far better things of the heavenly things. Hallelujah. When we come to our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to do one thing. That make sure we come to the Lord with empty stomach, empty heart. Hallelujah. Whatever you have learned so far in this world, whatever you have learned so far, you need to empty it out. That's why Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitude, remember the 8 blessings, right? It says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit, for there is a kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit means your spirit. Poor in spirit. You are poor. Do you understand? You are empty. Your spirit, there's a vacancy. There's emptiness. Do you understand? So when you come, you're ready to receive. When this cup is full, and you come to the Lord and say, bless me, when it's already full, already filled with your own things, then God cannot bless. Right? What you need to do? You have to empty this cup. Hallelujah. You have to empty your heart. You have to empty your mind. You have to make sure your stomach is hungry. Hallelujah. That's why Bible says, all who are thirsty, come to me. All who are thirsty, come to me. John chapter 7, remember that. All who are thirsty. See, when you come to the Lord, you come with thirsty hearts. But you don't have to come with money. It's free. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's free. But you have to come with empty heart, hungry heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come, for all things are now ready. Now let me just explain just a little bit more about this readiness of the gospel. This completes the gospel. Okay, brothers and sisters, look at me. All right. You know, I preach better when you look at me. You help me. You understand? But when you look somewhere else, or do look down, then I'm not discouraged, but you can help me better when you look at me. Amen? 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 Amen. You see, when you look at the people on the street, when they walk, they're walking down. Is this better or? Oh, hallelujah. Which is better? Huh? those who put their hope in the Lord, their strength will be renewed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So look, okay, look. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, I need to come back to my message. Because of what I just said, I forgot. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Okay, I got it back. So, okay, look. Let me just explain so you understand. What does it mean by all things are now ready? Now, as soon as Adam and Eve, they committed sin, God had in his mind of preparing the feast for the sinners. So John 3:15 says, woman's offspring, he will crush the enemy's head, the snake's head. That woman's offspring is pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ, who will be coming in B.C. 4. And Genesis 3:21 says, God made a garment of skin to protect the shame. Now Adam and Eve, when they committed, after they committed sin, they couldn't able to, it was not able to cover their shame, right? But God killed an animal, the lamb, and there was a blood shed. Every time there's an animal killed for sacrifice in the Old Testament, you know all those animals are pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. All those animals in the Bible, Old Testament I'm talking about, when sacrifice is all pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. So God had in mind already 4,000 years ago, from now if you count it, it's 6,000 years ago. 6,000 years ago, God planned a Savior. God planned to send His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. So 4,000 years, God had prepared all those years of killing the animal for sacrifice, for the cleansing of the sins of the Israelites, but all those were exercise of sending His own Son. 4,000 years, God prepared, and exercise of killing the animal. Finally, B.C. 4, Jesus Christ came to this earth in human. We call it incarnation. God came in man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the good news. God came to this earth. God visited this earth. And not only He came in man, He lived perfect life of 33 years. He lived the perfect and holy, okay, a wonderful, glorious life that we ought to look at and model after. Not only that, He finally died on the cross, as Scripture promised, because He was the Lamb of God. He was a Savior. So He died on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ wiped out our sins. And His death on the cross wiped out our old self. And He rose again, as the Scripture said, promised, He rose again from the dead, because He is the Son of God. Hallelujah. When He rose again, that itself gave us a new life. You see, the cross took away our old self, blood took away our sins, and the resurrection gave us a new life. Hallelujah. Not only that, He ascended into heaven, because He belonged to the earth, He belonged to the heaven. Hallelujah. He went to where He was. You see, he ascended into heaven, and guess what? Scripture says we were ascended together with Christ. Although we are living on this earth, guess what? We were ascended with Christ already. And that means we have a power to overcome this world. Hallelujah. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Hallelujah. You have to know yourself. Oh, brothers and sisters, be aware of this. that the one who is in you, the Christ who is in you, is greater.
Amen.
Together we were ascended. Hallelujah. Amen. Like eagle, we soar on wings. We rise above this earth. As a man, as a human, we have many crises on this earth. Financial crisis, relational crisis, right? Health crisis. But all those crises, guess what? You and I, we are able to rise above that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is our destination. We're destined to rise above. Not only ascended into heaven, we were seated with Jesus Christ on the throne of God. That's Ephesians chapter 1. You and I, we were ascended and seated on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Together with Christ, we were seated on the throne of God. Did you know that? Do you know that? That's Ephesians chapter 1. You read the book of Ephesians, how we were seated with Christ. Hallelujah. That means you and I, we have authority over all the dominion of this earth. Hallelujah. Although there's a prince of the air, the evil spirits everywhere, guess what? We can crush them in the name of Jesus Christ because we were seated with Christ. Amen. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to our Lord Jesus Christ, and He gave that authority to you and me because we are in Christ now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And not only that, that's not finished. Brothers and sisters, that's not the end of it. That's not the end of the gospel. Let me continue the gospel. Finally, seated on the cross, and finally, on the day of Pentecost, He came, Jesus Christ revisited this. This is the second visit. First visit, right? First visit was the incarnation. Second visit of our Lord Jesus Christ is what? We call it descension. On the day of Pentecost, He visited us again. Now this time He visited as the Spirit. As the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We call it 1 Corinthians 15, what is it? 56? We call it a life-giving?
Spirit.
Come on, you know that. A life-giving?
Spirit.
A life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15, 56, right? Second Adam has become a life-giving spirit. So Jesus Christ came back to the Spirit as a life-giving spirit. And now, He visited you and I. He came into our being. He came into our being. A life-giving spirit, He went into your being. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus Christ was alive, when He was alive on this earth, Jesus was not able to enter into you. Right? Right? Now, how can I enter into you? How can I enter in? I cannot enter into you when I have a physical body. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand that? From the beginning of the creation, God had intention. God's intention, God's purpose is to be united with you. Be one with you. That is the greatest purpose of our Father God. He wants to become one with you. Amen. And gospel allow us to have that experience of becoming oneness with our Father God. God and man become united, become one. That's the gospel. Hallelujah. So life-giving spirit came and came into our being. Oh Lord Jesus, do you understand that?
Amen.
Do you understand that God came into your being? Do you understand that? Do you understand Jesus Christ lives in you? Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand the life-giving spirit is active and alive in you? Amen.
Amen.
So, going back to this, feast is all prepared. It's now ready. Means what? The gospel is ready. Everything is ready. You and I, we have experienced the born again, meaning that we have become the children of God. We have shifted from children of the devil to children of God. Hallelujah. So now we can enjoy our God's presence. We can enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ. But not only that, He came into our being, so we have become one spirit. Now we are able to enjoy our Lord even more. And with Him together, we can fight the devil, we can fight the enemies, and we have the victory. Hallelujah. You and I, we are victorious people. Amen. That is our destination. Because the seed of the Christ, seed of Christ, the life of Christ has entered into our being. That's why the Bible says, we live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith. Who is our faith? Come on, church, who is our faith? Is Jesus Christ our faith? That's right, Hebrews chapter 12, right? The author and the perfecter of our faith, hallelujah. He's the author, He's the perfecter. Jesus Christ is our faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is our faith. And He came into our being. Hallelujah. With Him, we can do all things. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13. I can do. Come on, everybody say, I can do.
All things.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you get this big picture of when God says, come, for all things are now ready. All things are now ready. Everything is ready. All you need to do is come. Keep coming to our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep coming to the feast of the table, and you eat with hungry stomach. Hallelujah. Now, when you come to the table, don't eat little. If you are the Lord of that table, when somebody come and eat just a little bit and go, Lord will not be happy, right? When you eat much, the Lord will be happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting me? When you come to the table, you open your mouth wide and you eat a lot. Hallelujah. Yeah. And all you need to do is thank the Lord and praise the Lord for all the things that God has prepared. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But the problem is now, let's go to the scriptures, and what's the problem? So many people are invited, but they are making excuses, right? The Bible says, right? Excuse. Oh, I have bought a cow, I have bought the land, I'm busy, I just got married. People come with, they give excuses of all these earthly things. Listen, my friend. Okay, let's go to the next one. God sent the servant to go out and invite many, but very few came. Not many came. So God told the servant, this time go and bring anybody. Bring the lame, bring the crippled, bring the blind, bring anybody. Okay? And this is what the Bible says now. Verse 22. Okay, look at verse 22. There it says, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Look at this. And still there is room. Went out, invite many, but they were so busy they make excuses not to come. So send the servant again, and in this time invite the lame, the crippled, the blind. But Bible says, there still is a room. What does this mean? God prepared a perfect house. We call it the New Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21. God prepared a perfect and wonderful, beautiful, glorious house of God, the New Jerusalem. But then, people are not coming. Now this breaks God's heart. God's heart says, I need men. I need them to come and enjoy what I have prepared for them. Hallelujah. First, you come and enjoy. Amen? And then you have to bring others to come so they can enjoy how the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen? And Bible says, compel them to come. But God encouraged the servant, just go and bring anybody. That's what he's saying. There's still room now. Now this is the best meal I prepare for my people, but they're still hesitant to come. So just go and bring anybody now. Compel them to come. Do you sense God's heart here? God really wants to feed His people. God really wants to save His people, but they're hesitant to come. The Bible says, go out, okay, bring anybody, right? Compel them to come so that my house may be filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that my house may be filled. God desires His house to be filled with His people, because He has prepared a wonderful and abundant meal, a feast. Do you sense His heart? God is longing for His people to come to eat and to drink our Lord Jesus Christ and be satisfied. Hallelujah. Today, you can come to our Lord Jesus Christ and join the feast and eat and drink and be satisfied. Hallelujah. Remember the story. Remember the story of Samaritan woman. Samaritan woman, there was a longing. There was longing in her heart. She thought that she could be satisfied if she married with many men. So she had five husbands, and even that fifth husband was not her husband. The husband, man, was not able to fulfill Samaritan woman. Okay? Forefathers was not able to fulfill her heart. Religion was not able to fulfill her heart. Only Jesus Christ, who is the living water, was able to fill her heart, was able to satisfy her longing heart. Hallelujah. Her thirstiness. Now, this is my point. What is your thirstiness? What are you thirsty for? What are you thirsty for? Are you thirsty for something? Now, you may be thirsty for something about something, I don't know, of this, about maybe your career, your job, the money, the health, whatever, you may be thirsty. But let me tell you something now. Like this Samaritan woman, the thirstiness of your spirit cannot be quenched, cannot be satisfied with anything else of this world, anything else of the flesh. Do you understand? You have to be careful when you translate the emptiness and the void in your heart. Be careful not to translate your thirstiness that is in your spirit to translate as a thirstiness of your body or your soul. Do you understand that? We need to come to a point where we need to sense our spiritual thirstiness. The reason you are hungry for something is because you are hungry for our Christ. The reason you have needs in your heart is, you know, listen, whatever the need you have in your heart, listen, even if you meet that need of your physical, of this physical world, that need cannot be quenched until you meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Because this is the reason. Because our Christ is all-inclusive Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is all-inclusive Christ. In Christ, there's everything. In Christ, there's health. In Christ, there's abundance of life. Hallelujah. In Christ, there is full of life, full of energy, full of hope. If you have Christ, you have everything. Amen. Come to a sense where what you really need this afternoon is our Lord Jesus Christ. When you have Jesus Christ, you have everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Like the prodigal son, father, he wants his son to come back. Why? Because he prepared a wonderful rope, the rope. He prepared the ring. He prepared the cow to kill the cow. He prepared the shoes. He prepared everything for his son to come back and to enjoy. Now our Lord Jesus Christ has prepared everything through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has prepared everything for you. All the needs that you and I, we need, is all in Christ. And God prepared everything. Amen. Amen. God prepared everything. All you need to do is come and drink and eat him. John chapter 6 verse, what is that? 57, right? Is it? It says, he who eats me will live by me. If you want to live by Christ, there's only one way. You have to come to the feast and eat him. Hallelujah. Amen. When you eat him, you will live by him. My friends, feast is already. It's already prepared. Come with hungry stomach, hungry heart. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Who's hungry this afternoon? Who has an empty stomach? Who has hungry heart?
Give me Jesus.
If you're hungry, just come to the Lord.